if anybody wants to leave us and go join them, you're welcome to. Great. All right, we're now moving on to the next item on our agenda, a Planning Commission and Houghton Community Council joint hearing on the Element Chapters, the Bridal Trail neighborhood, the Bridal Trails, Lakeview, and Central Houghton Neighborhood Plan Amendments. We will start with a staff presentation from Teresa Swan. And again, if anybody has, if there's going to be any public comment on this particular issue, I would ask that you sign in now so that we can get you going right away. Thank you.
Again, good evening. I just wanted, the staff wants to comment that we did receive some comment letters over the last 2 days, also today. And then we also had some cards this evening. We had an open house from 5 to 7. So there was some comments about capital facility, economic development, and then also from the school district. And I believe you all have copies of those. Again, you'll have the opportunity to look at those. And then also, the Planning Commission has some comments from the MRM and also the Nelson Citizen Amendment request. So I just want to let you and the public know that anything that's come in the last few days, we are concerned maybe you didn't see an email. So all those are on the dais for you. So now we're just looking at the remaining general elements of the comprehensive plan. You can look at the list. You've spent the last 2 years going through all these chapters. What's not on here is the transportation element, which you just finished looking at. So again, we've gone through every one of these chapters. You have as well. The environment element was a total rewrite. It's basically a new chapter because we had a lot of new items to address. And then the park chapter is also completely new. It reflects the new plan, which is a master plan. So again, a very extensive list. If anyone's interested, everything's on the in the packet, so we're not going into detail. Moving on to the three neighborhood plans, just to kind of go over that process, and for anyone from the public's interested, the city held two neighborhood meetings in 2014 where we asked people, what would you like to have changed about your plan, and also what concerns or issues. So we put together all those comments, summarized them, and presented those both to the board and commission so you can see what people's concerns were. Staff then went ahead and revised these chapters. A lot of them were quite out of date. Others were not so quite out of date. Some policy changes, but again, we try to reflect the comments from the neighborhoods and also just updating a lot of the information. Then we, the staff, took these draft plans back to the Neighborhood Association and went through all those changes, got their input, in most cases were able to incorporate their comments, again, trying to reflect what the neighbors wanted to see. Then the Planning Commission studied, as well as Houghton Community Council studied those changes, and then also the City Council also has had briefings, and they also reviewed those plans. Particularly for the Bridal Trails, that's probably our oldest plan, so there was some modest updates to that plan. There's also some new text about the Bridal Trail Shopping Center, and then also we now have 7 standardized maps, because before some chapters had 1 or 2 maps, others had a much more detailed maps, so we try to make them all standard. Lakeview and Central Houghton, there are no text changes because those are our most recent plans. Staff went through those. We didn't get any comments from the neighbors to say there should be changes. So, again, we only updated the maps. So any comments or questions about the element chapters or those three neighborhood plans?
Yes. So thank you for mm-hmm. all your hard work on this over the last year and a half or so. I read in here about no changes to the Houghton and Lakeview plans, again stated tonight. You dropped in the word, I lost it, Teresa, I'm sorry. But I just want to verify that have changes happened in these two neighborhood plans in terms of referencing to the changes that have happened in the comprehensive plan?
No, because we went through both chapters and we felt everything was covered. So the only change you would find are the maps. If you look at the text, you'll see nothing underlined. They're just new map changes.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Elsie.
I tried to read every word, but I must have missed it. In the Bridal Trails, isn't there still a small church on 116th that's by the right across from the Bridal Trails Park. We've worked on that in the past, and I think mm-hmm. there's still a church there. I didn't see anything in here about a church.
We usually don't reference specific types of uses because those can also change. So, and that's probably churches we probably typically don't address in neighborhood plans. We might address the school districts and the schools there, but not particular uses.
Okay.
Because, again, we're trying to keep these plans so they're updated so that if things change in 2 or 3 years, they're not out of date. So the major facilities, like the transfer station is listed, but the major public facilities are listed, but not more private. Except sometimes they're noted on the zoning map, but in this case, the church would not be.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions?
And,
yes.
And I am sorry to come back with this. I just want to verify, but on page 3 of your report, I knew it was in here somewhere, it does say that new vision statements and guiding principles, when right in the center of the page above item 5, I highlighted that when I... So
which plan is this? Which attachment?
Well, it's part of the Bridal Trails, Lakeview, and Central Houghton. So would that be specifically for
Bridal Trails? Because Bridal Trails did have quite a bit of changes because, again, I think it was written in 1986. So there was a lot of work, and you went through those. Of course, your jurisdiction is the western half. Again, we went through the entire plan. So.
Okay, very good. Sorry to beat the mm-hmm. dead horse.
No, I'm glad we're clear.
Anyone on the commission have any questions? Great.
Okay.
Thank you. Did we have anybody sign up for public comment for this?
Yes, I did.
Okay, great. Make sure to state your name and address for the record, please.
Yes, Matthew Nischalski. And 6540 116th Avenue Northeast. So one concern I have about the Bridal Trails neighborhood is I want to make sure that it maintains its equestrian focus. We moved actually from California, from the Bay Area. It's started out being kind of a nice place, and it just kind of gradually increased in density and, you know, gradually, you know, pushed out a lot of the outdoor recreational type activities, equestrian activities included. And one of the things I fear in moving to this area is that the same thing will happen. As it currently stands, there's a planned development abutting the state park that's getting rid of some old equestrian developments and replacing it with, you know, more of a standard residential fare. And this, of course, concerns me because, I mean, this is a very, very unique park and it's a very unique place. We've never seen anything like it, and my chances are we could travel the great country and we'd never see anything like it anywhere else. And, you know, if anything we can do to preserve that and preserve the equestrian heritage of the area would be appreciated.
Thank you, sir.
Good evening. My name is Rex Rempel, and my address is 5812 110th Avenue Northeast in here in Kirkland. And I wanted to speak briefly to the housing element, not to anything specifics about the neighborhoods. But I just wanted to say I am a local small businessman, and my wife and I teach at Northwest University. And I wanted to, first of all, applaud the inclusion of the housing element, specifically including the goals to increase the quantity of affordable housing for the thousands of low-income and very low-income residents here in Kirkland. So I appreciate that. Thank you. Certainly, specifically, I would support the policy recommendation included that was H3.2 to require the affordable housing when increases to development capacity are considered. I think that's wise. I wanted to highlight, looking into the details, that specific needs housing and housing for the homeless are especially important as unmet needs here in Kirkland, given the numbers that we're not supporting. You know, in looking at the elements and the key changes that were advertised, it includes mention to address homelessness, but looking into the details of the recommendations, I don't see any specific efforts to actually do so. So I would ask that we include the creation of shelter for homeless families here in Kirkland and, or on the east side as a specific aspect of our planning, because as I read through the details, I don't see anything that actually does technically address homelessness beyond the creation of more affordable housing generally. But thank you for attending to the needs of all of the breadth of Kirkland. I appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay, it sounds like we have no further comments from the audience. So we're now closing the public comment portion of this hearing. We are continuing the hearing to July 9th for deliberation. And I believe now the Houghton Community Council will leave for the Rose Hill Room for their deliberations on both this section and on the transportation section.